normally at this time we've been looking at the book of Proverbs and learning its wisdom, and we may still do that in a different way, but because I'm actually out of the office today, everything is going to be pre-recorded. It's still all going to happen, don't worry, but it's pre-recorded. I didn't want to try to start something new, so instead, just for today, we're going to be taking a little bit of a piece out of a book called Lutheran Catechesis from an organization called Concordia Catechetical Academy and Pastor Peter Bender. And just a little bit about Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, the story of the rich man and Lazarus. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, who feasted sumptuously every day. At his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, then they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." Again, from the book Lutheran Catechesis, a little commentary on that story. It is easy to despise the rich man because he had great wealth and did not seem willing to share it with his less fortunate neighbor. If we had lived in the same community with the rich man, however, we may not have had such a low opinion of him. The fact that he was clothed in purple and fine linen indicates that he was a prominent person in the community, perhaps a leader or merchant whose business fueled the local economy. In any case, there is no reason to believe that he did not enjoy the respect and admiration of his fellow citizens. Lazarus, on the other hand, occupied the lowest position in the community. He was a sickly beggar, and the dogs licked his sores, a clear indication that he did not enjoy a position of respect or even pity. It is quite probable that Lazarus was despised and the rich man loved. Yet it is the rich man who is condemned to hell, and Lazarus who is saved. It is not that the rich man was a sinner and Lazarus was not. They were both sinners before God, who alone is holy and righteous. But the faith of their hearts was not the same. The rich man's God was his wealth, and all the things that he achieved for himself, including his good name and reputation. He was proud of himself. These were the things in which he trusted. Lazarus, on the other hand, his God was the Lord, the God of Abraham, through whom he received life, salvation, and all things. Lazarus' confession was this: "Though I am a sinner and deserve nothing from God, I trust him and entrust myself to him, whether for good or ill, because he is a merciful master to me, a sinner, through Jesus Christ my Lord." Hell is the torment of being separated from God. Ironically, that is what the rich man wanted, for he put himself and his own works in the place of God. That is unbelief and idolatry. Even in hell, the rich man's only thought was to avoid suffering for himself and his living brothers. There was no love of God in his heart. No sinner can escape the requirement of the first commandment or the condemnation of hell by his own merit, works, and accomplishments. For in attempting to do so, he makes an idol out of his own works. The rich man refused to listen to the only thing that could have rescued him, the Word of God. the word of God from Moses and the prophets, the Holy Scriptures, is the only thing that can bring sinners to repentance and faith. No miracle can rescue a sinner, not even the resurrection of the dead one, Jesus Christ, apart from the word of the gospel. The preaching of repentance and the forgiveness of sins tells us what Jesus' death and resurrection means and calls us to trust in Christ alone for our salvation. For it is only through this word that our unbelief is exposed and we are brought to faith in Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen one who takes away sin and restores us to the Father. Heaven is the eternal communion with the Blessed Trinity who, in selfless love, gives himself to sinners. This is where all believers in Christ are found. Abraham is called the father of all such believers because he received the promise of salvation in the Son, who would take away sin and make a great nation of Abraham and all his believing descendants. All who trust in Jesus Christ are the children of Abraham. His bosom is the comforting and eternal presence of the Lord, where they will no longer hunger or thirst. In the bosom of Abraham, the Lord Jesus will comfort them, will comfort you, with the forgiveness of sins, and wipe away all tears from your eyes. This is life eternal, to know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Again, a reading from Lutheran Catechesis, the Catechist edition, by Peter C. Bender in the Lutheran Catechesis series from Concordia Catechetical Academy.